In more of our cases than we would imagine, there's another party that belongs in the case, a dram shop, a bar that overserved one of the drivers. I've even had a case or two where both of the drivers were overserved, plaintiff and defendant. And so you need to be tuned into that. And again, we've brought you some lawyers here, Anjali Nigam and Tyler Stewart, who do quite a bit of dram shop cases. And we have a kind of a he said, she said. Anjali's on the plaintiff's side, and Tyler, and she's been on both sides, but she's now a plaintiff's lawyer. Welcome, Anjali, to our side.
Number of years.
And Tyler Stewart's at Heartline Barger. Anjali is last year's president of the Houston Trial Lawyers Association. She has worked at the Ammons firm, among other places, on the plaintiff's side, and she's developed a niche of trucking cases and dram shop cases. Tyler went to UT Law. He's at Heartline Barger, which is an excellent firm. I don't think I've ever met a bad lawyer from Heartline Barger. You all have some great folks over there. He does commercial litigation, automotive and equipment, product liability, personal injury defense, contracts, warranty, fraud and deceptive trade practices. Other than that, he doesn't do any kinds of lawsuits. But that's quite a broad mix, Tyler. So please give a warm hand of welcome to Anjali and Tyler. Talk to you about dram shop cases.
So we kind of have a short amount of time, and so we're going to kind of give you just 101. I'll just tell you, Tyler and I have been on opposite sides. So you're going to see that today. You're going to see us arguing. I'm going to say I'm right. He's going to say he's right. The only thing we really do agree on is that we think we put some of the best slides together that you'll see at the CLE. Not that we're bragging, but, you know.
We're hoping to give you a different perspective here.
Yeah.
Just to get through this.
You know, and it gives you everyone ammunition on what to do. So here's basically what can happen. Wait for it. What? Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
Somebody turn.
Oh!
Oh!
And yeah. I will say this is a video of a case where I was in, that's Mopac, and late at night, and it's a UPS driver that had no chance to get out of the way. So.
So I use this slide to kind of explain about the burden shifting that happens. There are a handful of types of cases where you will have this burden shifting, plaintiffs usually on a lead with the burden. Then it's going to flip back to the defendant to show their affirmative defense, and then it flips back to the plaintiff. So I always kind of think of it as a tennis game. As a starting point, this is from the PJC. You heard it from Judy. You'll hear it from other people. Your case starts with the PJC. If you have a dram shop case or think you might, pull down that PJC, figure out what you have to do. And so your initial burden as the plaintiff is going to show that the person who was served was obviously intoxicated to the point of being a danger to themselves or others. That is your starting point, and we're going to talk about ways to show how that can happen. So intoxication has to be.
Here's where we're going to first disagree. So it's always going to start with intoxication here, and it becomes whether it's obviously the server, it's when the recipient was actually served, and to the extent that the recipient presented a clear danger to himself and others. And we're talking before this, this session, this is the first slide where Anjali and I disagreed when it comes to obvious. From the defense side, that you're looking for visible intoxication. You're looking for signs of intoxication when the server's actually providing or selling or serving the drink, whether the person is slurring, whether the person is swaying, whether the person can't stand up, whether the person's giddy, happy. Those are the type of visible signs of intoxication. And where we disagree is the word visible. I'll let Anjali explain her position.
Yeah, so I am obviously, I got to know the law, right? But I also know as a plaintiff's lawyer, I got to convince that jury. So it's a two-parter for me, right? And so what do juries really like? CSI, they like the science. And so defendants will always argue that exact server who served this individual has to have seen them showing signs of intoxication. Good luck, okay? I'm going to tell you there's not going to be a single server in that bar who's going to say, oh, yeah, I remember Billy Bob, and Billy Bob was wasted, okay?